From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palco reporting. Secretary of Defense in Afghanistan.
We know the cost of staying in Afghanistan, but the cost of leaving would be even higher.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, as he met today with U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis and Afghan President Ashraf Ghani at a news conference in Kabul.
If NATO forces leave too soon, there is a risk that Afghanistan may return to a state of chaos.
Secretary Mattis said NATO was committed to funding the Afghan security forces at least till 2020 and would continue to provide almost $1 billion each year to the Afghan defense.
As NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said last week at the United Nations, this is about making sure that Afghanistan doesn't once again become a safe haven for international terrorists. And the best way of doing that is to enable the Afghans to have defense security forces which are strong enough to do just that.
Just after having arrived in Kabul, some hours afterward, at least six mortar rounds landed in the eastern part of Kabul International Airport. In a sign of rapidly deepening ties, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan will welcome his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to the presidential palace in Ankara tomorrow for talks on Syria and a growing range of other issues that are prompting the two to set aside their differences. Talks are to focus on the Turkish decision to buy a Russian-made $400 million anti-missile system, as well as conversations on the future of Syria. Turkey last month announced the purchase of the system, raising concerns among the country's NATO partners. Adding to those concerns is the speed of their courtship. This